Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to the Shabra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. We have a wonderful guest today whose name is Scott Grace, and he has written a book called Mindful Masculinity, and he's going to talk to us about this concept and what he's discovered and his insights. Welcome, Scott. Thank you for coming on the show.
It is my pleasure.
Good.
Thanks for having me. You betcha.
Yes. Yeah, Scott, just tell us a little bit, what's the name of your book and when did you write it? Just a little intro like that.
All right. So the name is Mindful Masculinity, a book for men and the women who love them. I spent most of 2023 writing the book, but some of the ideas have been formulating for many decades.
From your life experience. Experience, right?
It's life experience. You know, wisdom cannot be read in a book. It can't be followed by other people's advice. So the book is the blood, the guts, the perspiration, and the inspiration that I have learned to articulate in a way that's entertaining, funny, and refreshingly real, raw, vulnerable. So I would say out of all the books I've written, I feel like this is the one I could rest now. Like if I don't write another book, I'd be very happy of this being my legacy.
That's a very, very, very interesting comment. It's a really interesting comment that you're making as a writer myself. But, you know, when will we feel content? When will we say we got out that message that we wanted to get out that's been sitting inside us? So that's a recommendation for your book right there, I just want to say, making me want to go and take yet another look at it. But in the meantime, Scott, can you tell us about your background?
Sure. I was born a nice Jewish atheist baby in Brooklyn, New York, raised to be highly intelligent, to rely on critical thinking for myself. My parents were trained in the medical model. My father was a doctor. And they really gave me a good foundation, a good background to start my life without needing to join any cults, including organized religion. Anything, you know, it's like they really taught me to think for myself. And
yes.
I appreciate that. And I went off and started to think for myself in ways that freaked them out. In other words, I started to value and practice spiritual things and even used the dreaded G word. In my parents' world, God was the ultimate word to piss them off.
I thought the dreaded G word was gay.
Yeah, exactly. No, no, I came out of the closet as a spiritual speaker. Not anymore. Boy, I'm so glad we're over that.
Yes. Yeah, indeed. Wow. Okay. So let me see. And your current circumstances, that's rather interesting when you told me about that. I think that should be shared. Where do you live now?
I live in a semi-retirement community in central Mexico. It's called Namaste Village. It's in a town called Ajijic. And it's funny. Every place I've lived, from Greenwich Village, New York, to a little town called Encinitas in Southern California, to the last place I lived, which was Fairfax in Marin County, Northern California. Every place I lived had a bumper sticker that said, keep, and then fill in the blank, weird. So I now live in the part of Mexico, I call it the Mexican Greenwich Village, that has bumper stickers that say, keep ahihik weird. So I feel right at home here.
This is your brand, is it? Weird. How interesting.
It seems to
what
follow me wherever I go.
It must be you then. What did they say? Okay, well, I don't want to teach you too much. So let me ask you, what personal experiences led you to write Mindful Masculinity?
I would say the wounding, the self-doubt, my low self-esteem in relationship to feeling like I wasn't good enough as a man, questioning my value as a man. What does it take to so-called prove my masculinity to myself and to the world? And for years, I just didn't measure up. And, of course, my standards were very high. And it just gradually occurred to me over time that there was nothing really wrong with me that needed to be fixed, that I just was a product of a culture that taught men and women to some extent that they needed to earn their self-love or prove that they were lovable. And it's just, it's a crock. And when I started to awaken from that particular movie, that was not a fun movie, I started writing, as I always do. I write about my journey. All my books are, in a sense, memoirs. And I started realizing I was waking up out of a very bad dream that most men are still asleep in, and that I had something to say about it.
And then the specific circumstances under which you came to write the book, was that kind of engineered by something like the pandemic? I mean, I know I had a lot of development and growth and forced growth during the pandemic being cut off. So was there any dynamic like that involved?
Yes, it was a lot of synchronicity. During the pandemic, I reached out to a friend of mine and said, hey, if you're ever hiring, I could use some extra income right now. And he trained me as a data entry customer service person just for weekends, and that was perfect for me, for his company, Man Cave America. And then we started to get to know each other. I became friendly, and he actually started to lean on me for guidance, and I became his life coach. And one day he just reported to me that he was reading one of my books. And he said, why didn't you tell me you were a writer, and this is great, and I want you to start writing about masculinity. And so he actually paid me by the hour to write essays about what it means to be a man. And those essays turned into a book, and here we are.
That's a fantastic story, Scott. I love it. Thank you for sharing that with us. So you actually got paid while you were writing the book. I mean, this is what every writer dreams of. That's amazing.
Exactly.
And it's not even like an advance. I mean, it's just being paid to write.
Yeah, by the hour. There is a more of a mystical aspect to this story that I don't always feel safe to share. But, Vivian, I think you'd be the perfect person and your audience would relate to this. Right before I got the job, I was talking to a psychic. I was in session with this woman, and I said, I'm really scared about money. I'm in debt, and do you see something about money that might be helpful? And she said, yes, we're not sure if you're going to like it, but we see a clear pathway from where you are now to financial abundance. And I said, well, what is it? And I'm imagining she's going to be like, you know, saying something about go back to school and, you know, or get your master's in psychology, something that I would dread. And she said, pick up your guitar and go have a ball and forget you ever heard about money. Just make each day about joy. you know, do what you love, the money will follow kind of thing. But she thought, you know, from her mind's eye that that would actually be a practical thing for my journey. So I started doing it, and I went to the local health food store where there's a crowd that gathers for lunch and dinner outdoors, and it's kind of a communal thing. And I started to entertain people, and one of the people who was there was Henry, the guy who ended up hiring me. And he took my business card, and we became acquaintances. He started hiring me to create songs for his daughters and his friends. And then it was 6 months later that I said, hey, you know, I could use some steady income. Do you have any ideas? So basically I went from doing what I love, which is playing the guitar and making people's day, to having a steady income again.
All envisioned by that, or envisaged by that psychic. I mean, that's unbelievable story. Scott, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and I absolutely agree with you. This is exactly what I want to hear. It's exactly what my audience wants to hear. And the element about it that really, really strikes me is that you listened. You didn't throw away that information, which so many people do. They get told stuff, and they don't listen. And we do. We have to listen to the universe. We ask for signs, and then we ignore them. And you listened, and look at the magic that came out of that. It's phenomenal. I'm so impressed, because it just sounds so ordinary. Oh, pick up your guitar and sing for the joy of it, and that's your path forward. It just doesn't, it's not the kind of thing that we take to heart. But you did, and look what happened. I'm impressed. I'm blown away. But you're not a stranger to success. I looked you up on YouTube, Scott, and you've got some very successful videos there, over a million and so on. How did that all come about?
Well, I am so resistant to social media. Anything that puts me on my computer or my phone longer than I have to be, I try to talk myself out of it. But YouTube, I started YouTube, I guess, whatever, 20 years ago. And the first major channeling that I ever did was something called the Spiritual Dr. Seuss, in which I started to receive guidance from some format, maybe it was Dr. Seuss, but some aspect of spirituality that used my gift of rhyme. I'd always been a fan of rhyme and Dr. Seuss. Well, I started to channel the wisdom of the universe as if Dr. Seuss was writing for adults. And the first poem that came through me is called Oh, the Places Your Ego Will Go. And I performed it at a church, and they videoed it, and I started my website, I believe, with that video, and it went viral. And I have five other Dr. Seuss-like poems, and they've all been viral. And then when you find your calling, and it's uniquely you, it's your signature, your imprint, no one could do it quite like you, then you don't need to do as much marketing and, you know, techniques to get the word out. It's broadcast by the universe, the social media called love. So when you're in alignment, that's the key to me. I don't really value anything else.
Yeah, it's that flow that happens, and that alignment that happens, and that attunement that happens. I mean, I'm a little bit awestruck. I mean, because this is not just a story. I saw the evidence with my own eyes. I saw what you did, and I listened to some of your Dr. Seuss like material. It's phenomenal. It's pretty amazing. And what a role model you're being for all of us, and an inspiration. And it's that thing that you say, it's about being uniquely you. I can't go and say, now I'm going to channel Dr. Seuss because I want over a million views on YouTube. I got to do my thing that's uniquely me, which I do. And I do know that I haven't had over a million views. So. But, you know, I'm just, it's very, very impressive. So let me ask you this. Let's go back to your actual book that we're talking about now. What is your personal definition of masculinity?
Well, masculinity is the expression of the left side of the brain. It's yang, it's action, it's courage, it's bringing things from the unmanifest to the manifest. It's toxic when it is not balanced with the feminine yin, the right side of the brain. It becomes out of balance, and the ideal energy of masculinity, it's there to protect and serve. And when it loses connection with its own marriage partner, which is the right side of the brain, the intuitive, the receptive, the nurturing part, then it becomes lost in power. It becomes lost in power, which is a substitute for love. You know, if you can't feel love, it's much better to feel power than powerlessness. And so I don't know why I'm going there, because you just asked me what my definition is of masculinity. I'm starting
no,
to
No, but I'm fascinated,
one.
And I'm just listening here, and this explanation that when you can't feel love, you go for power instead. That is amazing. I mean, that is, and I can't argue with it. You know, I sort of go, is that a truth? And I can't find a way to say that's not a truth. So that's a very powerful truth. You know, that's phenomenal. So now that I've interrupted you, do you have a definition of masculinity?
No. Beyond what I've said, not really. I would just say that whatever it is, it's not what we're raised to think. It's not about biceps and, you know, I mean, yes, it takes masculine energy to leave our comfort zones, which sometimes looks like building muscles when we're not comfortable at the gym. So that's, you know, but it also could look like committing to a relationship when you're terrified. It could look like a lot of things. But, yeah, masculinity, it kind of gets diluted by too much comfort, too much predictability. So that masculinity takes us out of our comfort zone. Our feminine side brings us into safety, security, and relaxation. And, again, all our problems come from being out of balance on one side or the other.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this is actually was the topic of my dissertation back in the day when I was doing a psychology dissertation. I actually investigated psychological androgyny, and I read up a huge amount about masculine and feminine stereotypes and what to do instead of that. You know, it's a topic that's extremely close to my heart because I did investigate it, and it took me a long time to write my dissertation. So let me ask you, having investigated that myself, what do you think are the worst aspects of masculine and feminine stereotypes?
The worst is when you're locked in to a system that is suppressing your authentic life energy. So, you know, there's all kinds of rules and regulations depending on where you are in the world. But when masculine stereotypes cause us to want to win at the expense of anyone and everyone, then we may win or not, but we lose because we're not feeling connected, and human beings really can't be happy until we're connected to each other and to love.
That is
and
so true.
So masculine, and of course we're talking about stereotypes now, so overgeneralizing, permission to overgeneralize, Vivian.
Yes.
This is where you say,
sure, Scott,
go for it.
That's what a stereotype is, an overgeneralization.
Yeah. So generally speaking, the culture has taught men to distance themselves from their hearts and their emotions. So men need to come from their solar plexus into their heart chakra
This is my language.
And
Scott, before we go any further, I want to make sure that people know how they can get hold of you and how they can get hold of your book. If you can just go over whether you have a website and those kind of details.
Sure. I have a website. It's scottsongs.com, scottsongs.com. I am semi-active on YouTube and Facebook. So YouTube, Scott Grace, my name. And then Facebook, it's Scott with my middle initial, K Grace, Scott K Grace. And people can find me in other places. I just think that signing up to be on my email list is a good thing. Facebook, find me on Facebook. And I let it all hang out on Facebook and YouTube. So there you go.
And your book is available?
Yeah. Yeah. So all my books are available on Amazon. And yes, on my website, you can read a little bit and listen to the foreword. Audible is the way to go. If you've never done Audible before, start with my book because I integrate music and poetry and spontaneity and humor as I go through it. So I love it when people listen to it.
Fantastic. So audible.com. Scott K. Grace. Perfect. So we're speaking, everyone, to Scott Grace, author of Mindful Masculinity and also creator of many wonderful YouTube videos that went viral and a lot more information and more books. And we will speak to him again after the break. So please join us.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chopras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chopras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now. There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Hello, and welcome back to the Chopra Show. We are speaking to Scott Grace, author of Mindful Masculinity And he is a modern-day bard. And what do I mean by that? He can spontaneously make up poems, rhymes, songs, whatever you want, just like the bards of olden days. He's even channeled Dr. Seuss. I'm just enjoying speaking to Scott so much. Scott, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome again. I'm just so delighted.
So I was wondering, maybe you could demonstrate to us how you do these rhymes and poems and songs. Could you do that for us here on the show?
Yes, I will, if you'd relax and chill. Somebody give Vivian a chill pill, because talking to Scott has been such a thrill. She's so excited it might get her ill. Now that I've said that, it's off of my chest. Let's see if I can give you a taste of my best. A taste of the food that is so gourmet that comes out of my mouth when I just let myself play. Words are just like toys to a child. They bring me delight and they make others smile. It's just a natural expression of style. And on YouTube, it's gotten me the extra mile. So, Vivian, what do you want me to rhyme about? Without a topic, I just tend to pout. Give me a line that I will make rhyme, and then we will get off in record time.
Men and women are changing.
Men and women are changing, but not like the furniture is being rearranging. It's not about changing around the scene. It's more profound. We're waking from a dream. This whole idea that men need to be men or else they're emasculated. Well, I say it's time for that to be faded. It's fading out more every day as men find they have choices and voices. You ever notice the Academy Awards where the men are all dressed in black and white and the women, they get to express all these colors? Well, that's the kind of thing we're learning to discover was created to keep us in a box. And when we're in a box, we have to wear those black socks. But I say, men, women, out of the box, all of you now. There are no rules and regulations. Permission is allowed. Permission to share your peacock feathers. Permission to not have it all together. Permission to come together and do something new. You don't have to just get married and have 3.2 children and a white picket fence. You get to decide what makes you less dense. Love can come in a million packages and forms, and it's time to stop conforming to the norm. You have a blank slate. That's why you were born. You don't need to write your parents' ideas or be married to their fears. You're here to create something new. So men, women, and non-binary too, it's just time to recognize you've been in a zoo and that the bars and the key are non-existent. There is no bars. You're here to shoot for the stars. And the key to that jail is already in your hands. You can open the door and be any kind of man or woman or those who defy all categories. Life is not survival. It's about glory. And I'm sticking to that story.
Wow. I'm blown away. I have to just share with everybody, this is completely spontaneous. I did not give Scott a topic before, and this is a completely spontaneous response that you've given Scott. I'm just like blown away. I'm almost speechless, but I'm going to make an effort here. Oh my goodness, that's just wonderful. But you mesmerized me, and I started to relax into it. I felt like a child again listening to Dr. Seuss. You've got the whole thing going so well there. Oh my goodness, I can't say enough. That's just
all amazing. Right, Vivian, I'm going to invite you to just take a breath and let this integrate, and I'll help you by making up a song as well.
Okay, we've got a couple of 1 minute, yeah. Go for it.
Blown away, you're blown away. I'm so glad to have made your day. We've got a few seconds, then I'll go away. And whether you're straight, bi, non-binary, or gay, pick up my book, Mindful Masculinity. This is a shameless plug. What's in it for me? I get the joy that comes from supporting you. You get the laughter and the wisdom. And please post a review of Mindful Masculinity.
Fabulous. Thank you, Scott. Thank you so much. Everyone, I just want to repeat again that we're talking to Scott Grace. He's giving us rhymes, poems, and songs right here spontaneously on our show, The Chakra Show. And his book is called Mindful Masculinity. And, Scott, can you just tell everybody your website again so that people can find you?
Sure. ScottSongs.com. ScottSongs.com.
Fantastic. Is there any last sentence that you would like to share with everyone before we stop?
You've got a clean slate. You've got crayons of all colors. You have free will. And today is not the same as the rest of your life. So use your freedom. Enjoy.
Well, there we have it. Straight from someone who has made his own way in life and found his own path and done exactly what he wants to do, has written a book that has him feel content. Contentment's such a difficult dynamic, hard to find. And there it is, Scott Grace, who wrote Mindful Masculinity and a few other books as well, right?
Yes.
Have you got some titles for us, just so we know?
Oh, The Places Your Ego Will Go.
Okay.
Teach Me How to Love, which is like a memoir, and How to Evolve During the Trump Experience, Whether Humanity Joins You or Not.
Okay.
Which, believe it or not, does not take a political position. It's just a book to support people in these changing times internally, emotionally.
That's right. It feels like it's a book about self, and that's really what you're offering, isn't it? Okay, absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Scott, for coming on the show, for entertaining us, for enlightening us, and for teaching us that personal growth is a fun and joyous activity. It's not hard and traumatic, but fun and joyous, and you represent that fantastically. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Everyone, please join us again after the break. Neil will be giving his Spirit Report.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the chakras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the chakras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062. Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chakra Show, and I'm Neil. Very pleased to be sharing with you my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and reporting back on the guidance I receive directly from the spirits. So on our last show, I related a journey to the spirit realm to investigate the relevance and importance of ancestral spirits in shamanism. And there was so much information there that I still have more to report on today. And at the end of the report from the journey, I'm going to also mention just a couple of very simple but very important points about the importance of ancestral spirits. So, back to the journey. So, on my shamanic journey, the spirits say that another really important aspect of connecting with ancestors is to see the actions and attitudes of ancestors who were extremely loving, particularly in their family situation. Now, of course, not all ancestors would have fallen into this category, but the spirits say we should go see the actions and attitudes of these very loving ancestors. And while some of us, maybe many of us, feel that we haven't directly experienced the kind of love that theoretically we would have liked to have experienced, maybe we have, but maybe we haven't, we nevertheless actually do have role models. So role models are absolutely crucial in becoming a good and functional human being. And the spirits say that the point is that our ancestors are role models. Our benevolent, compassionate ancestors are role models. And while we might not have been shown or taught things directly by our own immediate parents or grandparents or other relatives, that doesn't mean we are unable to access those lessons and those teachings. So the great advantage of connecting with ancestors is we can access their examples, the example that they set of being loving and being kind. So this is all information that the spirits are giving me on my journey. And we can invite them, these ancestral spirits, to show us and to teach us and to love us. And just that there is what's unfortunately become a bit of a glib saying, but it really is profound, that in a tricky situation, when we're trying to decide what the best course of action is, we can ask, what would Jesus do? So similarly, we can have a favorite ancestral role model where we can ask, what would such and such an ancestor do? And it could be a parent, it could be a grandparent, it could be an uncle, an aunt, a grandmother. And the spirits say that in contemporary societies that are much more connected with their spiritual shamanic path, like, for example, a Navajo, just to give one example, but in all shamanically connected societies, there's an unbelievable reverence for the ancestors and appreciating them and making them offerings and gifting them, like having an altar where we could maybe have photographs of ancestors or objects that remind us of our connection with our ancestors. And we offer tokens of appreciation. And in traditional spiritual societies, it could be salt, it could be tobacco, it could be sweet perfume, it could be chocolate. The point is just that we are in some way making the effort of expressing appreciation and in that way connecting. The point is connecting with ancestral guidance. And it's a very powerful way of bypassing or limiting our egoic, selfish natures, where we are governed often by fear and governed by greed and governed by a sense of lack, where we've got our emotional baggage that's unfortunately and negatively influencing how we make decisions. And so again, to say, what would Grandma XXX do? What would great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather do? How can we guide it by their wisdom? So there is, you could almost call it entertainment when one goes to observe an ancestor. But obviously the main point is there's so much to learn from observing an ancestral spirit. So we could observe them and appreciate them and see how they manage to cope with adversity and how they manage to appreciate their lives. And knowing that we belong in this long, long, long chain of ancestors and that we too will take our place in the chain of ancestors. And we have an opportunity for the generations who will hopefully come ahead of us, that we can be compassionate and wise ancestors. And they can look back at us and get helpful guidance and information. So we want to step up to our progeny, our future generations, so that they can view us as being benevolent and wise and compassionate. Or will future generations who may connect with their ancestral spirits feel that maybe we don't have that much to offer because we didn't really emphasize living lives of integrity and kindness? So this is implying that there's actually a very, very big responsibility we have into the future. Like it or not, we are in this chain of ancestors. We are ancestors to be. The spirits also say that another aspect is we can connect with ancestral spirits and give them our love and give them our appreciation. And this could be very immediate ancestors, like parents or grandparents, who maybe when they were alive, we didn't really express our most heartfelt appreciation and love. In other words, we haven't lost the opportunity to do this. Maybe we just didn't appreciate how much they had cared for us. And connecting with them is an opportunity to, in a sense, address that deficit, to go and tell them how much we really appreciate what they did for us, how they cared for us, how they loved for us. And also, in some instances, it may be to express our forgiveness. There might be aspects of their experience with us where forgiveness from us to them is going to be very constructive. And we certainly know how we would like forgiveness from future generations for aspects of our own lives that have not been as constructive as we would like. And we would wish to be understood and forgiven. We recognize our shortcomings and we ask for forgiveness. And so we can express forgiveness to our ancestors as well, where we might feel there was a shortcoming. And it's not just forgiveness, because forgiveness is always in the context of understanding. So by going to observe our ancestral spirits and interact with them, we're understanding. We can have a better understanding of why they behaved in the way they did. So forgiveness is much easier when we have insight into their situations. They've got so much wisdom, they can give us practical advice about how to do things. It could be mundane sounding things like artwork, like cooking. They're a phenomenal resource. They have got thousands of generations of experience to draw on, and we should take advantage of that. Wow. So I thank the spirits. This is really, really important guidance to connect with and acknowledge and appreciate the spirits. I say thank you, thank you, thank you, and go back down the pink steps, returning down my energy beam to the middle world. This is a very powerful experience, and I hope that it's of benefit and inspiration to everybody to hear this journey. I thank my teachers who have taught me shamanism and given me a way to have this powerful experience. Thank you. So thank you. You've been listening to Neil of the Chakra Show, and we have to go on our break now. And when we come back, Vivian will continue with messages from crystals.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chakras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chakras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
You have too little time to shop. So try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit 4WindsAcademy.org. That's the number 4WindsAcademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chakra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062. CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Chaperu Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. This is the part of the show where I, Vivian, talk to and about crystals, and our crystal guest today is Elestial Quartz. An Elestial Quartz crystal is a crystal that is characterized by layers of terminations on the body of the crystal. This is very difficult to picture, I know, and it is a very, very hard crystal to describe. So I recommend that you do an image search online to see examples of these crystals. I encourage you to follow up on this because when you hear what I have to say about Elestial Quartz, you will realize that Elestial Quartz is one that belongs on the must-have list. Elestial Quartz comprised 2 out of the first 10 crystals that I ever acquired. The very first Milky Quartz point that I got in the Neisner junk shop is technically an Elestial Quartz, because around the base there is a layer of smaller terminations. To be clear, these are not little formed crystals, which would make it a cluster and a horn of plenty, but just raised, semi-formed crystal shapes with terminations. I know, it is really hard to picture. I honestly recommend that you go and look at some images online. The second one is a smoky quartz Elestial, which I fell in love with at the Cincinnati Gem and Mineral Show the first time that I went to a gem show. When you begin collecting anything, including crystals, you are very cautious about what you buy because you're basically ignorant and therefore completely unsure about what to do. Elestial crystals are not that common, so I think it is very, very interesting that I chose 2 Elestials so early on in my crystal acquisition phase. Now I can certainly understand why I was attracted to Elestial Quartz, because I know more about it. Elestial Quartz works quite amazingly on our emotional system, allowing for flow, change, and actualization. Those are nice big words with big meaning, and Elestial Quartz really does deliver. It is amazing to look at, full of interest, and radiates a unique energy that is a combination of soothing and invigorating. I challenge you to hold an Elestial Quartz for 10 to 15 minutes and not come out feeling inspired. Another property of Elestial Quartz is it can synchronize the heart and intellect. This is different from synchronizing heart and mind, because mind is all of the nervous system, whereas intellect is more about conscious cognition. This would be useful for people who overthink. We advise them to follow their heart, but we don't give them a method for doing that, whereas Elestial Quartz does. In crystal surgery, we use Elestial Quartz in one of the best procedures that I've developed, namely aligning the pranic tube. Now, it would be totally correct to stop me and ask me, what is the pranic tube? Because this is something that I did not learn about in a book or from a teacher, but discovered on my own when working with clients. I did speak about the pranic tube in a previous show when I spoke to Sujalite, but it is important to review the information, and in any case, this is new information that does bear repetition. I would say that the pranic tube is the deepest layer of the energy system, and it is the equivalent of the spine in the physical body. In the physical body, the spine consists of vertebrae and discs and the spinal cord. The nerves branch out from the spinal cord to the entire body. The pranic tube is the tube that connects the chakras, and the chakras emanate from the pranic tube in the same way that the nerves emanate from the spinal cord. When aligning the pranic tube, I use a smoky quartz elestial in one hand and either a kunzite wand or a sujalite wand in the other hand. In Melody's book, she says elestial quartz helps us to overcome obstacles and to actualize. I think that one of the ways that both of these dynamics is achieved is by smoothing out and aligning the pranic tube, because that alignment of the deepest structure allows for a coordination of the whole at the deepest level of our being, which is definitely one route to success. When I ask Elestial Quartz what message it wants to share with you, it says, you can use me to access wisdom. I mean both the wisdom of the ages and the inner wisdom that resides inside you. The process is straightforward. Just hold me and meditate with me for about 15 to 20 minutes. When I say meditate, I mean just hold me and slow your breathing and relax. Don't try to empty your mind or anything like that. Just hold me. And don't do something else, like read or watch TV. As long as there isn't any other input distracting your mind, I will find my way in. When you do this, you will get in touch with your spiritual nature. You will get in touch with the love inherent in you, and you will open your mind to wisdom. You can also use me as a chakra stone in a crystal healing session. Just place me on either the sacral chakra, the solar plexus chakra, or the heart chakra, and I will be able to do my work. If you are specifically seeking the emotional benefits that I have to offer, then I recommend that you use me to make an elixir. To make an elixir, just take a glass of distilled water, place me next to this distilled water, and cover both the glass of water and me with an upside-down bowl. You can leave me like this for 24 hours to a week. Now that I've had this conversation with Elestial Quartz, I shall look at my many gorgeous Elestial Quartz crystals with new appreciation. I always knew that I was feeling something special when I was looking at them, but I hadn't ever managed to get it into words. The feeling is complex and paradoxical because I simultaneously feel a sense of simplicity that offers serenity and a feeling of depth that offers reassurance. For the first time, I understand this feeling. Thank you, Elestial Quartz, for explaining this all to me. And thank you, everyone, for joining us here on the Chapra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Be sure to join us again next month.